Dis tyd vir nog 'n entrepreneurskapsgesprek en saam met my in die ateljee vandag Kelsey van der Merwe, Chief Marketing Officer aan Tained Creative Society en ook Nico Pretorius van Inside Out.
Lunch Bunch op Groot FM 95.5.
Laat ek maar eers daar by die dames begin. How are you, Kelsey?
I'm so good. How are you, Francois?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in this afternoon and for taking time to talk to us about entrepreneurship. We can't wait to hear what you're going to say, especially about the Untamed Creative Society. En dan ook saam met my Nico Pretorius. Dis nou jou tweede keer al hier, Nico. Gaan dit goed?
Ja.
Yes, môre Francois, dag, middag, dankie. Ja, dis my tweede keer hier en is lekker om weer saam met julle te kuier.
En baie dankie dat jy vir Kelsey saamgebring het. Ek dink eerstens moet ons net vra, hoe het Kelsey hulle by Inside Out betrokke geraak en hoe het julle paai gekruis eerstens?
Yes man, hulle het hele rukkie terug voor COVID het ons met hulle kontak gemaak in terme van die Rockfields Precinct waar binne in Inside Out Campus gevestig is om vir ons social media en marketing, digital marketing en sovoorts te doen. En toe COVID obviously getref en ons is so bietjie stil gestaan en toe daarna het ons weer met hulle kontak gemaak en die hele campaign begin aan mekaar sit en al die bemerking wat hulle vir ons hanteer en sovoorts.
Kelsey and digital marketing, social media marketing. Dis iets wat so gegroei het. It's something that you can't go without in 2022 and also going into the future. How did you start up this business?
So it's actually kind of a funny story. You know, it is entrepreneurship and everything, but for us it was really like there's one thing we'd say and it was a what if. Mm. So kind of like, what if we did this? We had a friend who worked for Vodacom and they were paying like ridiculous amounts of money to really not see a lot of return. And we were like, there's a gap here. There's a gap in social media marketing, which is where we started. And we were like, well, what if we did this for you? Like, what if? And when he said yes, we were like, oh, we can start a company. And so I had a friend and my business partner, Rebecca, and she was just like, what if you and I did this? And it was kind of like, okay, let's do this. And so what started out as social media marketing kind of just like evolved. And we were like, well, we can't look at this in silos. I think that's one of the biggest mistakes people make is just, oh, social media is one thing. But actually like websites, SEO, social media, everything goes together. And so it kind of became this full-fledged like little digital marketing agency there that was like, well, we never really saw that happening. But how cool is that?
Well, the best things in life sometimes come really unexpected. If I listen to your story as well. So that's why you started Untamed Creative Society. Did you always want to be an entrepreneur?
No. So Rebecca, business partner, she's like, she's had so many companies. She's got it. She's an entrepreneur. But for me, it was never something that I, you know, woke up and I was dreaming one day I'm going to, you know, start a company or do something. It really wasn't. It wasn't a dream for me to be an entrepreneur, but now looking back, it's like one of the best decisions I ever made. So entrepreneurship wasn't necessarily in my blood or in my dreams, but at the end of the day, it's one of the best decisions I've made.
But I'm sure you learn a lot as you go. So what would you say is the hardest thing about this business?
So I don't even think it's just our business. I think there's a thing about online is never ending. It never stops. It never sleeps. It's constantly
24/7.
And it is constantly changing. Like, can we just talk about Instagram changes for a second? Like, it's always evolving. It's always changing. And so I think the hardest thing is we constantly have to be on it. On we have to be on the pulse, constantly going. And I think that's the reality of entrepreneurs though, right? Like, it's like your baby. You're constantly having to nurture it, to feed it, you know, to grow. And so it's not something that you ever really are like, hey, as an entrepreneur, I'm now on holiday.
Yeah.
You know, you're always like, I'm always kind of connected.
And the rent is due every day.
Yeah.
It's just how it is.
And you just
know. And tell me, Kelsey, why the leap of faith to go to Inside Out specifically?
So I think for us, it was a case of we had been working kind of remotely from different co-working spaces. And we were like, flip, I think it's time for us to take our next step. And for anybody that is listening that is currently in the garage or in the remote working space or working from home, we get it. We were in the same place. But for us, it was a thing of we met with Francois and Niku and it was like, this is actually a dream. It's an entrepreneur's hub. It's a place where we can learn and grow together. And we had this like inkling of like it's time for us to take the leap. And we had this kind of thing of like it's time for our roots to grow down deep. And when we met them and as we got to know inside out, there were these like quotes and everything along the walls about roots and growing deep and all of these things. And it got to the point where we were like, it's time. And it was the scariest thing, like signing that lease agreement and everything. You're like, this is 3 years we are committing to. It is one of the biggest like leaps of faith. But actually when we looked at it, we were like, it's time for us to take this step if we want to grow, if we want our roots to grow down deep, if we're actually going to invest where we are. And so we were like, here we go, 3 years old, like, we're going to do this.
But it sounds to me there were a lot of signs of good omen. I mean, and Francia also mentioned a few of those quotes last week, etc. But Nico, net vannacht terug naar jou, vir mense wat al nou vir die eerste keer inskakel vandag en wonder, wat is Inside Out's entrepreneurscampus en waar is het geleë? Gee hulle net so in een sin net weer die inligting asseblief.
Ja, Francia, so Inside Out Entrepreneurial Campus is 'n veelsidige spasie in 'n campusomgewing waar jy jou besigheid kan kom vestig en groei na nuwe hoogtes. Soos ek voorheen ook al genoem het dat die kultuur in die omgewing is vir ons belangrik, dat entrepreneurs met mekaar kan interact en saam besigheid doen en saam oplossings kry en sovoorts. Ons is geleë in Centurion in 'n besigheidspark genoemd Rockfields Precinct.
En julle beplan om nog verder uit te brei, het ek gehoor, in die toekoms.
Ja nee, ons het groot drome. Ons gaan 'n klomp van hierdie kampusse uitrol in Suid-Afrika, want ons voel en ons glo dat daar's 'n need vir dit en dat ander mense ook kan begin, entrepreneurs kan ook begin die produk verstaan en dat hulle daarmee wil vereenselwig.
Daar sê dis Nico en Kelsey saam met my in die ateljee vanmiddag. Ons gaan net hierna 'n bietjie verder gesels oor al daai lekker entrepreneurskapswenke.
Eksklusief op Groot FM 90.5.
Jy is ingeskakel by Groot FM 90.5 en saam met my in die ateljee vandag Kelsey van der Merwe. She's the Chief Marketing Officer from Untamed Creative Society. Ook Nico van Inside Out saam met my.
Groot FM 90.5.
Is natuurlik Nico Pretorius en ons gesels bietjie entrepreneurskapswenke. Nico, vinnig terug dan na jou toe. Hoekom spesifiek het julle besluit om dan nou ook gebruik te maak van Untamed Creative Society vir julle digitale bemarking?
Ja, Franco, ons interact lekker saam met hulle. Hulle het 'n goeie gees en hulle het lekker energie. So ons werk regtig lekker saam met hulle, is baie kreatief. Hulle verstaan ook ons besigheid en die entrepreneurskampus. Hulle stel baie belang, hulle leef in dit in. So ons verstaan, ons glo dat hulle 'n beter perspektief en dis ook hulle lese. Hulle wil binne in jou besigheid wees, hulle wil saam met jou loop, hulle wil verstaan sodat hulle jou ordentlik kan support en dis wat ons geniet van hulle.
En dis baie belangrik om hands-on te wees natuurlik. Jy kan nie net digitale bemarking doen vir 'n besigheid, maar jy weet nie waaroor die besigheid gaan of wat hulle visie en missie ook is nie. So Kelsey, back to you, can you please tell me how did your business grow to such a successful brand and how long have you been going?
So we are 3 years old now, almost 3.5 years old. I think looking back, it's been one wild ride and amazing to just see, I suppose, like how far we've come, but also just how far or how much we've learned as we've been growing. I think When we look back, I don't know that I'd say we're as successful where we want to be. I think there's still a lot of room to grow. But I think for us, it's been awesome to go. Actually, when we started, we had one offering. Now we have multiple. Now we work with, we have consulting sessions and strategy sessions. And now we're kind of building and growing beyond just social media, which was one aspect of what we did, which has been awesome. And I think it's honestly like it's hard work. Nick and I were talking and we were saying it's passion. Like it takes passion
exactly.
to grow a business. Mm-hmm. I think if you're not passionate, which is what we were saying, like you just, it's not going to work.
And right? You wouldn't want to put in the extra work and time, etc.
Because it does. It takes hard work. It takes dedication. I think for us, it's the people. It's the people aspect. We have amazing clients. Like we've got to work with incredible people. And it is that thing of when we are working with clients, like we will sometimes say no. If it doesn't align to who we are, if it doesn't align with what we believe, there's a lot of things, but we want to partner with people where we completely believe in the product or service.
You also need to believe in that, as well.
Because it's important, but I mean, the people at the end of the day is just like, it's amazing to work with such incredible people. And when they believe in you and they support you, and it's more than just a service agreement, like you actually are there to build each other's companies and businesses and everything. It becomes a partnership. You know, we're big on collaboration. That's part of who we are. And so through all of those things, it's just we've managed to get to this point where we're like continuously growing, and that's like we're hopeful that there's more and more, and we're going to go international, and there's all of these dreams in place. But yeah, I think it's people at the end of the day. People matter most.
And as soon as you start collaborating and networking with other people, what happens is you don't only grow your own business, but you also mean something to them, and vice versa. So that's very important. What would you say to aspiring entrepreneurs?
Just give it a go. I think there's so often we're very, I mean, let me say for me even, like we can be so scared. And I think I sat with someone once and it was like, oh my goodness, I think we were a couple of months old. And I was like, but what if it fails? Mm. And she looked at me and she went, so what if it fails?
Yeah.
Is that going to be the worst thing ever? Like you don't have, it's not like you've invested a ton of money. It's not like, you know, actually, so what if it fails? And I thought to myself,
yeah. That's the worst that could happen.
So what if it fails? Like, that's the worst that could happen. Like, you fail, but at least you tried, you know?
Exactly.
And so I think I'd be like, don't be afraid to try.
It won't be the end of the world.
It really won't. Like, sure, it's one thing if you've invested a lot, but it's like, start somewhere, start small, if you have to, and be faithful with that.
I think we as a people, we are very scared of failure, and we shouldn't be. Want dit is hoe jy leer en dit is hoe jy natuurlik groei en vooruit beweeg. What is the one thing, Kelsey, you wish you knew before starting?
Deal. that you won't sleep that much. No, I'm just kidding. I think that's the truth, though. As entrepreneurs, sometimes you're just like, oh my gosh. But I think it is that thing. I wish someone had told me that, you know what, it's going to be really hard work, but it's going to be really worth it.
Exactly.
I think it sounds a lot, you know, there's something so wonderful about the sound of being an entrepreneur, and everyone's like, ooh, you're an entrepreneur, you know. But I think that's one thing. I'm like, actually, it is really hard work, but it's totally worth it.
And then let's look at the other side of the coin. What's the worst advice you have ever received as an entrepreneur?
I'm trying to think. That one's a tough one. I was like, I don't think I've ever been given bad advice, but I suppose I'm very particular with who I'd ask for advice from. So it's like, I haven't really had one piece of advice that's been like, yo, that was bad advice. I think I've been lucky, and we've been lucky as Untamed, to just have really amazing people around us that are constantly speaking into our business, speaking into our lives. And as I say, it's not that we're growing this alone. We have people around us and companies around us that are constantly in the journey for the long run with us.
And obviously one of them being Inside Out. So, Nico, sê gou vir my, het jy al slegte raad vir Kelsey gegee?
Nee, tell them, Nico, tell them the truth.
Ek soek die waarheid vanmiddag, asseblief.
Nee, het nou self gesien, hoe sukkel sy om uit te figure of sy al slegte raad gekry het. So, ek dink ons het definitief kleer op daai ene.
Vir mense wat nog nie by Inside Out was nie, ek meen, Untamed bedryf nou hulle besigheid daar vandaan. Ons het vir Innovation Laser Clinic gehad, 'n week gelede, voordat het ons vir Parkas gehad, en vir Pluto Coffee ensovoort. Soos al die uiteenlopende besighede wat daar by julle draai kan kom maak en regtig kan floreer. So, as ek 'n klein besigheid is en ek het kleiner spasie nodig, het julle klein spasie vir my, is al groter, jy weet, ek wil amper sê, geboue of spasies waar 'n mens kan werk. Hoe lyk het daar by Untamed? Ach, hoor, amper sê, kan time the Inside Out.
Yes, Franco, dis, ek is bly vra dit. Dit is eintlik ook 'n groot gedeelte van wat ons probeer skep het in die campus omgewing, is dat daar klein spasies is en jy kan jouself groei in die campus. Van 'n klein spasie na middelmatige spasie na groter spasie toe, van jy weet veelsidige besighede kan hulle self kom vestig en groei binne die campus. So jy kan vir 10, 15 jaar daar binne wees en nie hoef uit te gaan nie. En dit is wat ons ook groot op fokus, is dat ons wil ouens daar hou, ons wil 'n lang pad saam met hulle stap, ons wil 'n lang 'n verhouding met hulle bou, sodat ons kan sien en help groei in hulle besighede. En dit wat die campus dan bied.
Verkieslik langtermyn, maar daar is ook ander opsies, en soos Kelsey gesê het, hulle was self maar bang om daai 3 jaar kontrak te teken, maar vandag is hulle baie baie bly en nie een oomblik spyt nie. Net hierna gesels ons verder, bly gerus ingeskakel.
Lunch Punch op Groot FM 90.5.
Nico Pretorius van Inside Out Entrepreneurskamp is saam met my in die ateljee, as ook Kelsey van der Merwe, Chief Marketing Officer Untamed Creative Society. Ons gesels 'n bietjie entrepreneurskapswenke. 90.5. Kelsey, ek moet net eerstens sê, jy is rou Engels, maar jy het 'n Afrikaanse van. Ek verstaan dit glad nie. Hoe werk dit?
You know what? It all has to do with love. That's the thing, right? So it's like my opa married English. My mom is like British, you know, like British passport English. And so love makes you do crazy things, hey? So it's not my fault. But, you know, I will one day speak very, very nice Afrikaans for you. I think everybody's like waiting for me to say something in Afrikaans.
It must be like, love. All you can say for now is lekker.
Lekker.
Daar's hy. Entrepreneurskap is lekker.
Ja, mooi Afrikaans. Nee.
Ja, jy praat goed en sy verstaan Afrikaans, hoor. But what is the best thing you'd say about being an entrepreneur? What's the best thing about it?
I think for me the flexibility in it. So there are times where you just go, you know what, like I need to go and do this and I can just go now. I don't have to be like, sorry, is it okay if I leave early or is it okay? You know, you kind of have that flexibility where sometimes you're like, I'm going to go and have coffee with a friend now because I can.
Yes, you are your boss.
The reality is that later you are going to have to work, you know, so it is a thing of, but there's flexibility in your days. And I think, you know, especially for like in Untamed, there's, you know, you need to go fetch your kids, whatever it is, off you go. Like there's not this thing of, you know, we have to be here, there. You have this flexibility as a business owner to sometimes go, okay, cool, well, I can have breakfast with someone and then carry on with the day and do as I need to.
But I think you need to have a lot of self-discipline. Am I right?
Yeah, discipline, definitely. I think that's one of the biggest things that's lacking these days is just discipline. But it is something like you do have to be committed to what you do. You have to be this thing of like, I'm not just going to have, you know, think this is something that I'll do. I actually have to do it. And I have to, you know, with us, at least we have accountability amongst each other. But you're constantly delivering. Your clients are relying on you. And so you have to be disciplined in what you do. But allowing some of that flexibility in, I think it helps me at least. Because sometimes you get to a point where you're like, I can't actually carry on sitting here. I need to get up and do something, you know. So it's like whether I'm going to go for a walk or whatever it is, there's a thing of like, okay, actually, like, we can do this. There is a flexibility. So.
Commitment is key as well, as you say there.
Yes.
And then, Kelsey, I love this question. Bust a myth about entrepreneurship, please.
So I think one of the myths, and this is what you were speaking about a little bit earlier, is just like, I think sometimes people think that you need to have all of the money in the world to become an entrepreneur, you know, because you're going to have to finance so much and put so much into it. But I think often it just starts with the skill. Right, it starts with an offering, something that you have.
A talent.
So it could be a talent, it could be you've noticed a gap in the market. I think my other thing is that often I think people as entrepreneurs, they think entrepreneurs just like, oh, you're highly skilled and you've got it all together. But I think one of the things is actually you grow and develop and learn as you go. So I don't think you become an entrepreneur like I know everything and I become an entrepreneur. I think you become an entrepreneur and you learn as you go.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, something, you know, something like that. We're not faking it, I promise.
No, I know, but you know what I mean in that context. So what other entrepreneurs inspire you specifically?
Yeah, you see, this is an interesting question for me as well, because I'm not the biggest like follower of entrepreneurs and things like that. I think for me, Canva is a design program. Incredible. Has changed the design game. And I found out a little bit of that story, and it was a woman who started Canva, and she kind of grew it from there. And I think, I can't remember her name now, I'll have to look for it, but that was an incredible story for me, because when I look at Canva now, I'm like, it's quite insane because it's changed design and the future of design.
Melanie Perkins, is that a name?
I think that's her name.
I think it's her, wow, that's, I didn't even know that. That's unbelievable. And a lot of people use Canva today. I mean, you can your own designs doen, you can creatief raak daar.
It's amazing.
Van posters na album covers na enige iets. Dis regtig ongelooflik. So daai is interessante een. En sê gou vir my ten slotte, Kelsey, want die tyd haal ons nou in, maar as mense julle wil vind op sosiale media platforms, are you on Instagram, obviously, Facebook, all over the place.
We're a social media company.
You are a digital marketing company, so obviously you're going to be on social media. Where can people find you and how can I contact you?
So you can either go to our website, that's the first one, which is untamedcreativesociety.com. That is like the place to see everything. And then obviously we are on social media, Instagram at Untamed Creative Society, Facebook, Untamed Creative Society. We have one username for all, so it's easy to find. And if all else fails, just type in Untamed Creative Society on Google and we will pop up.
You actually just popped up here on my screen.
SEO, guys.
And all that I entered was Untamed Creative Society. So it is untamedcreativesociety.com. You can also find them on Facebook as well as Instagram. En dan, as mens wil contact maak met Inside Out, as mens meer inlichting wil hê, Nico, oor hierdie entrepreneurskampus en ons wil dalk ons besighede van daar af oprig en permanent daar opstart en sommer daar hou. Waar kan mense julle in die hande kry? Kan ons julle kontak? Kan ons kom kyk hoe dit lyk?
Fransjo, ja, julle kan op ons webtuiste gaan insideout.co.za. Daar's baie inligting daarop. Julle kan ook met ons kontak maak, kom kuier vir ons. Ons het baie lekker koffie daar, ons het baie lekker gees daar. Dan vat ons julle deur, ons verduidelik julle hoe die kampus werk en hoe die kultuur en die omgewing in mekaar gesit is en dan vat ons dit vandaar.
Ek moet nog kom vir my koffie, hoor. Ek gaan nog uitkom. Baie, baie dankie dat julle hier was vandag. Ons het baie geleer. Ek dink het was super leersaam. En I spoke to Kelsey van der Merwe. Ja, dis die Engelse girl met die Afrikaanse van. Chief Marketing Officer at Untamed Creative Society. En ook saam met my in die atelier weer vandag. Nico Pretorius van Inside Out. Volgende week, dinsdag, 11:15, is ons laaste gesprek van November maand. So skakel gerus in daarvoor. Maar as jy hierdie gesprek gemis het, of weer wil luister, of wil deel met vriende en familie. Ons gaan die podcast vir jou laai op Groot FM se webblad, grootfm.co.za, en dan kan jy ook gaan luister na die ander gesprekke wat ons al gehad het met Petrus van Pleito Coffee. Hy was heel eerste hier. Ons het ook gesels met Parke, oor Parkas. Ons het gesels verlede week natuurlik met Innovation Laser Clinic en vandag in die atelier saam met my Kelsey van Untamed Creative Society. So al die gesprekke is ook online beskikbaar. Gaan luister weer en leer. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.
FM 90.5.